Iconic Capital eyes $150 million bet on IPO-bound Grow. Zepto's Adit Palicha calls out rival CFO. Centre cracks down on dark patterns in online shopping. Food farmer turns founder.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your daily dose of the sharpest updates from the startup and tech world. I'm your host Pavya Dilip Kumar, and whether you're tuning in on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple or anywhere else, I've got the biggest headlines lined up for you. Let's kick things off with a major move in India's fintech space. Wealth tech unicorn Grow has officially begun its journey to the public markets. So it's confidentially filed draft IPO papers with SEBI under the regulator's pre-filing mechanism. A quieter, behind-the-scenes way to test the waters. Now, the announcement came from Grow's parent company, Billion Brains Garage Ventures, via a public notice. But here's what we've learned exclusively. So, US-based Iconic Capital is likely to pump in around $150 million as part of Grow's $300 million Series F fundraise, now pegging its valuation at around $7 billion. So earlier on May 15th, we reported that Singapore's GIC had sought approval from India's antitrust regulator, the CCI, to invest in Grow at the same valuation. Now, Iconic is also expected to follow the suit. Now, as per our sources, Grow is aiming for a conservative IPO valuation of around $7 to $8 billion, reflecting the current market mood. So with a typical equity dilution of around 10 to 15%, that could translate into an IPO size of about $700 to $920 million. To give you context, Grow is now India's second largest stockbroker by active investors, just right after Zerodha. If all goes to plan, SEBI could greenlight this IPO in the next 2 to 3 months. So we'll keep a close watch of that. Next up, things are heating up in the quick commerce battlefield. So Zepto CEO Adit Palicha has come out swinging, alleging that a rival CFO is behind a coordinated smear campaign targeting Zepto. Now, this includes calling up investors with false claims and even using bots on social media. Now, Palicha didn't name names, but he did point out the timing here. So Zepto has scaled to around 2,400 crore rupees in monthly gross order value. That's more than 3x growth in a year, making it the second largest player after Blinkit. And speaking of Blinkit, this drama follows an earlier comment by Blinkit parent Eternal CEO Dipinder Goyal, who said that the industry is burning around 5,000 crores per quarter and blamed Zepto for over half of that. Meanwhile, Swiggy CEO weighed in on that too earlier, highlighting how comparisons can get messy because companies use different metrics like GOE and NOV. Zepto hasn't actually revealed its NOVs yet. Quick commerce isn't just fast on deliveries, it's also fast on throwing punches. Now let's talk about those guilt-trippy pop-ups that you see on online shopping sites, like are you sure you want to miss out, or hurry, there's only one item left, and more. So those are dark patterns, and the Indian government is taking a serious note of this. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs has called a meeting on May 28th with the biggest names in e-commerce and quick commerce, like Amazon, Flipkart, Swiggy, Zomato, Ola, WhatsApp, and many more to crack down on manipulative design tactics. Now, these include tricks like false urgency, basket sneaking, and forced subscriptions. Now, the ministry wants to chalk out real enforcement mechanisms and even explore tech solutions to detect and eliminate these patterns. Now, interestingly, they've already done a hackathon with IIT Bhubaneswar and launched 3 consumer protection apps. So this isn't just lip service. The government is actively working to clean up the digital marketplace. Now, the outcome of this meeting could reshape the way apps are designed in India. And you may also notice some changes if everything goes well, and make your checkout process a lot more honest. All right, and finally, if you're on Instagram and care about healthy eating, you've probably come across food farmer aka Revant Himatsinga. Now, with 2.8 million followers, he's built a solid reputation bursting food myths, and now he's stepping into the entrepreneurial ring. So Revanth is launching his own clean label food brand called OWN, O-W-N, short for Only What's Needed. The first product is going to be a crowdsourced whey protein powder, which he says will be India's cleanest with minimal ingredients and no gimmicks. So what's unique is that his followers helped co-create everything from formula to the name. And yes, he's also launching a certification mark called Food Farmer Approved. So it's basically a seal for brands that pass his ingredient checklist. Now, lab testing isn't part of the mix yet, because it's expensive, of course, but ingredient scrutiny, which he's famous for, will be the first line of defense. Now, Revanth knows pricing may be a challenge here. That's what he spoke about with Money Control, but he's banking on low marketing spend and fair margins. So distribution will be entirely online via his own website, Amazon, Flipkart, and maybe even quick commerce apps. Now, he won't review direct competitors, staying true to his promise of avoiding conflict of interest. Now, whether this leap works or not, it's a bold move from real to retail. So we'll keep a close watch of how that pans out. Now, that's a wrap on today's edition of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you enjoyed this mix of scoops, drama, policy and product launches. Big thanks to our tech and startups reporters for these stories we spoke about today. I'm your host, Bhavya Dilipkumar, signing off. But don't forget to tune in every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. for more news minus the boring bits. You've been listening to Tech 3 on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you in the next one.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.